This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, June 5th. God's word for you today is, shout, Daddy. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4. And it says, I am your God, and will take care of you until you are old and your hair is gray. I made you and will care for you. I will give you help and rescue you. What overcomes the weapons of self-destruction listed in Romans chapter 7 are the mental habits empowered by the Holy Ghost. And the fourth mental habit that overcomes fear is turn your thoughts to God whenever you are afraid. Romans chapter 8 verse 14 to 16 says, those who are led by God's Spirit are God's children. For the Spirit that God has given you does not make you slaves and cause you to be afraid. Instead, the Spirit makes you God's children. And by the Spirit's power, we cry out to God, Father, my Father. God's Spirit joins himself to our spirits to declare that we are God's children. In a house where daddy and mommy are present, most children typically run to daddy or shout daddy when they are afraid, or they feel there is a boogeyman in their room. But when children want food or want to feel pampered, they mostly shout mommy. God is saying, you have a daddy. So, when you're afraid or when things want to put fear into you, shout daddy. Sometimes you are not afraid, but certain things want to put fear into you. Do not wait until they do. You can shout daddy and God will come to your rescue. I was very fearless as a child. I did not have the fears most children my age had. In fact, I had zero fears of anything growing up. I feared no one, not even masquerades. In fact, there were times I wanted to open the masquerade's regalia to see what was inside. I was born fearless, and it is not about being special or anything. In primary school, I did a lot of naughty things. In those good old days, we were given fan milk in a box. After drinking the milk, we would inflate the box and then burst it by stepping on it. If you know, you know. If you know, you are old. It was against the law to do it. So typically, the janitor would show up and flog the children doing it. I used to do it, yes, I admit. But one day, I just chose not to do it, even when my friends and other people were doing it. When the janitor came, they all took off. But because I did not do anything, I stayed in my class. And the janitor flogged me mercilessly. Guess what I did when I got home? I just went to my dad and showed him the marks I had all over my body. My dad called me into his room and said, tell me, did you do it? And I said, Dad, I did not do it. That was all. He did not even ask twice. He said, I believe you. The next day, there was trouble in school because I called Daddy. We have a Daddy who made the heavens and the earth. The creator of all things is our Father. What is trying to flog you or threaten you? Just shout, Daddy, and it will lose its grip. Abba Father, Daddy, show up, help me. And rescue me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.